cash, clams, dough, scratch, all mean the same thing, money that one can hold and use for any kind of purchase or purpose. Is it losing favor worldwide? According to John Sheldon of MasterCard's Innovation Group, the move to a cashless society is picking up steam worldwide, especially in Africa.
They have the opportunity to leapfrog the existing infrastructure that, say, exists in Europe and North America, because you know they can, you know, just like in China, they skipped right from the PC to the 4G phone. You know, societies in Africa, Latin America, Southeast Asia have the same opportunity to skip payment technologies right straight to the mobile phone and doing mobile payments instead of, you know, going through all of MagStripe to, you know, the chip and beyond. So they can move much more quickly because those infrastructures don't have to be put in place.
MasterCard has been working with Nigeria and South Africa to reduce fraud by using so-called proof-of-life technology, which allows for cashless transactions once a user is identified.
I'm going to make a purchase, and actually I'm validating that purchase with a picture of my face. Use that photo. So it's establishing me that it's me. It's actually validating me. It's looking for my password. And therefore, it's validated that I'm here and I'm alive, and then I can make that purchase.
Across the continents, money keeps being printed. But Cornell University professor Robert Hockett says cashless transactions are a necessity in many countries.
It's often hard to find banking services, right, to find institutions that are located in one conveniently reachable place at which one can make one's deposits or meet with one's bankers or the like. So it ends up being quite convenient to be able to sort of carry around your bank with you, as it were, say in the form of a single electronic device like a mobile phone.
Scott Shea is chairman and founder of Signature Bank in New York City. He cautions against a totally cashless world.
Once we get to the point where there is no currency, no cash, essentially every single transaction that any individual makes is susceptible to being monitored and, even more worrisome, controlled.
Is the public sold on totally electronic transactions? Outside of the United Nations headquarters in New York, Huda Alzera of Bahrain summed it up.
Maybe electronic payments are good for online stuff for certain things. They're really good for globalization, actually, you know, because, like, you can pay online, you can get things from different countries, so it's good for that electronically, but I feel like for everyday life, it's good to have cash on hand.
According to monetary experts, there's a huge cost for countries using cash, including printing money, securing money, and distributing the cash. But even in nearly cashless Sweden, two-thirds of Swedes think carrying cash is a human right. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.